making clothes, fabric, carpets, and other things tahir. The following steps must be taken when washing najis carpets, clothes, or fabrics. 1. Removing the najis substance. As long as a najis substance like blood or feces remains, the object does not become tahir. 2. Pouring water. According to the rulings of some marjis, it is enough to pour water once, unless the object has come in contact with urine. In this case, if qalil water is used for making a tahir, water must be poured twice. 3. But some marjis say that even if the water is qur, it is still necessary to pour it twice. 3. Squeezing the object. According to some marjis, removing the remaining water, ghusala, from the object is necessary. It is important to know that the ghusala that is extracted after using qur water is tahir. But when using qalil water to wash the najis object, the water that comes out while squeezing the substance is najis. 4. However, if qalil water is being used, the rug or carpet needs to be raised in a way that the ghusala doesn't seep back into it. It is permissible to extract the ghusala with a piece of cloth, tissue, or even a spoon. If a carpet or piece of clothing that has become najis is placed under the rain, any part that the rain reaches will become tahir, provided all najis substances have been removed beforehand. Any grease or substance on the clothes that prevents water from reaching them should be removed before attempting to make them tahir. If, after washing a piece of clothing, one notices dirt, soap, or any substance that does not prevent water from reaching the najis section of the piece of clothing, this will not cause any problems and it is still tahir. Another point is that the stain that remains on a cloth after completely removing the blood is not najis, so making the cloth tahir does not require removing the stain.